You're listening to the Country Jamboree. This is Maureen and my sweetie right next to me, Mike G.
Yep, I did the first half. I showed you now.
We're welcoming all the stations that have joined us for this show. No matter what kind of media you're listening to us on, we're glad you're listening. CJ at the Global Voice dot info is our email address. CJ at the Global Voice dot info. I don't know, it's been a hot day here.
We're having like a humidity thing here.
Yes, we're definitely having the heat factor here in the studio.
We just got back from Monterey. It was very nice and cold.
Very nice, beautiful.
But cold.
Can't we go back?
Yeah, I'd like to right now.
That would be just about the right temperature over there.
Yeah, probably.
Let's see if Farron Young can get us to the right temperature here.
Since I lost my baby, I've got nothing left to lose. Inside me, there's no pride to hold my head up high. And from day to day, I live the way I choose. Heartaches and tears no longer call on me. Since I lost my baby, I've got nothing left to lose. Nothing left to lose since my baby's been gone. She emptied me of everything I own, and I no longer walk the floor wearing out my shoes. Since I lost my baby, I've got nothing left to lose. The memory of her love don't ever bother me. And I even signed a treaty with the blues. Heartaches and tears no longer call on me. Since I lost my baby, I've got nothing left to lose. Nothing left to lose since my baby's been gone. She emptied me of everything I own, and I no longer walk the floor wearing out my shoes. Since I lost my baby, I've got nothing left to lose. Since I lost my baby, I've got nothing left to lose.
I got up at 6 this morning and I polished up the sun, so when you woke up the sun would shine on you. Raised the dog to get the paper, so when the breakfast you sat down, I could be the one that you'd say thank you to. From the first thing in the morning till the last thing in the night, every hour and every minute I'm your fool. Any way that I can please you, I will try with all my might. I'm an only sucker when it comes to you. So from morning until evening, I'll be at your beck and call. I'll do anything at all that pleases you. You can wind me round your finger almost any way at all. I'm an all-day sucker when it comes to you. Then today I cleaned your workshop, washed the car and mowed the lawn, and I even shined the laces in your shoes. I try hard to make you love me, and it's all an uphill run. I'm an all-day sucker when it comes to you. So from morning until evening, I'll be at your beck and call. I'll do anything at all that pleases you. You can watch. I'm an all-day sucker when it comes to
alibi. Don't be angry with me should I cry. When you're gone, yet I'll dream a little dream as years go by. Now and then there's a fool such as I. Now and then there's a fool such as I am over you. You taught me how to love, and now you say that we are through. I am a fool, but I'll love you, dear, until the day I die. Now and then there's a fool such as I. As I am over you. You taught me how to live, and now you say that we are through. I am a fool, but I'll love you, dear, until the day I die. Now and then there's a fool such as I.
Well, we started off with Farron Young, who's got nothing left to lose. And then we had Lynn Anderson. She's an all-day sucker. It's her own damn fault. And Hank Snow, Fool Such As I.
A song that Elvis made very popular.
And, oh, yes.
And apparently Hank was on a show, I don't know if it's TV or appearance or something, with Hank, with Elvis, and he told Elvis, you'll never be a good singer. You're kind of like, don't quit your day job.
What, on the show?
No. Luckily not on the show.
Oh.
So, if you ever heard the Million Dollar Quartet, Elvis make kind of fun of Hank Snow with a couple of songs because of that.
Well, it serves them right.
Yeah, but I don't think Hank minded the royalties, because I'm sure the royalties for Elvis' version did better than the one for his.
Yeah, I bet it did. Yeah, stuff like that comes. Chickens come home to roost, huh?
Yeah, sometime.
Okay.
Although I think Elvis, if he would have stayed at Sun, would have made some good country size. In fact, he did pretty much.
I like the stuff he did for Sun.
Right. I mean, it's not very much, but it shows natural. It sounded more natural, more.
It was done out of. There was still somebody there.
Mm-hmm.
There was still a heart there, and
the colonel taking over.
Without the colonel taking over, yeah, that's probably true. You're listening to the Country Jamboree. Now I'm reading a book currently, written by Georgette, daughter of Tammy Wynette and George Jones, and it's a. It's a very good book. I mean, she keeps it simple, tries to really kind of write from her perspective, and yet try to not just from her perspective, but also tries kind of to be as objective as possible, and try to help us understand both George Jones and Tammy Wynette. And boy, there's sure a lot of rumors and a lot of undeserved reputation kind of stuff happening there. So it's really worthwhile reading this book, written by the daughter. And so in honor of that, I will play some George and Tammy, and then I'll play each of them by themselves.
Thank you. by a fountain back in Rome, I fell in love with you. In a small cafe in Athens, you said you loved me too.
And it was April in Paris when I first held you close to me.
Rome, Georgia,
Athens, Texas,
and Paris, Tennessee.
No, we're not the jet set. We're the old Chevrolet set. There's no Riviera in Festus, Missouri. And you won't find old Rasses in Martinville, Kansas. No, we're not the jet set. We're the old Chevrolet set. But ain't we got love?
Comes home, I'm cooking breakfast. I haven't slept awake all night long. I've been laying in bed thinking like a woman, wondering if my man's been doing me wrong. To think he might be out with another woman makes my temper rise with jealousy. But all these years I've never caught him cheating. I guess he needs some time away from me. But when he loves me, he really loves me, there's nothing left for me to say. Oh, when he everything all right today, I'd rather wander a little and have his loving. 'Cause when he loves me all the way. Everything all right today. I'd rather wander a little and have his loving. 'Cause when he loves me all the way. 'Cause when he loves me all the way.
Enough to slow me now. never have seen a river that's too wide. There ain't no jail tight enough to lock me, ain't no man big enough to stop me. I'll be there if you ever want me by your side. So love me if you're ever gonna love me. I never have seen a road too rough to ride. No, there ain't no chain strong enough to hold me, ain't no breeze strong enough to slow me. I'll be there if you ever need me by your side. Find me any old time you're ready with your charm. Yeah, I'll be there ready and awaiting. There won't be any hesitating. I'll be there if you ever want me in your arms. Love me if you're ever gonna love me. I never have seen a road too rough to ride. Well, there ain't no chain strong enough to hold me, ain't no breeze strong enough to slow me. I'll be there if you ever want me by your side.
I'm sitting on the edge of my bed, reliving the wrong life I've led. I see her silently packing the few things I gave her. Nothing much for the good times we've had. In my life, I guess I must cry for every strange touch, every lie. And my tears will be flowing, 'cause my love is going. I'm hearing the sound of goodbye. There's love in the tears on my cheek. It shows up each time that I speak. 'Cause I loved her so much, though it didn't show much. Now her leaving is leaving me weak. In my life, I guess I must cry for every strange touch, every lie. And my tears will be flowing, 'cause my love is going. I'm hearing the sound of goodbye. Yes, my tears will be flowing, 'cause my love is going. I'm hearing the sound of goodbye.
Yeah, there you go. That was Jerry Wallace with The Sound of Goodbye. Well, the 4th of July has kind of come and gone, kind of snuck up on us, and we were going to make some comments, and we will make some comments right here on the Country Jamboree.
While digesting Reader's Digest, in the back of the dirty bookstore. A plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on my window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I went to the bank this morning, and the cashier said to me, if you join the Christmas club, we'll give you 10 of them flags for free. Well, I didn't mess around a bit. I took him up on what he said, and I stuck them stickers all over my car and one on my wife's forehead. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I got my window shields filled with flags I couldn't see. So I ran the car upside a curb, right into a tree. By the time they got a doctor down, I was already dead. And I'll never understand why the man standing in the pearly gates said, but your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. We're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
This tragedy prompts reflection and debate, as it should. Let's make sure it's worthy of those we have lost.
Democracy Now! Heard Monday to Thursday at 21 hours UTC and on Friday at 22 hours UTC on the Global Voice.
I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country. Harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me. Squirrely guy who claims that he just don't believe in fighting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Run it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
Merle Haggard, Tom T. Hall taking us home. Take care.
There was a man came to see the USA from a foreign land to photograph the progress of dear old Uncle Sam. He got off the boat in New York, went down to the Bowery. I know what the man went to photograph and to see. There were hopeless, hungry, living dead. Winos who'd sell their souls for a bottle of the cheapest red. That's the picture that he wanted, and that's what he got, they say. America, the ugly today. He went to the Appalachians and he saw what we all have seen, where people live on bread and soup, fat back and pinto beans. He saw the hungry children and he photographed their ragged clothes. I guess we're gonna try to tell him that it ain't so. There were good men standing around with nothing to do. Pregnant young women who didn't even have a pair of shoes. A man got his pictures. And what are we going to say? America, the ugly today. Then he went to the Medicare centers and he saw all the old people there. It seems that the young generation just didn't want them in their hair. He saw the poor man working it out while the mighty rich lives high. And my friend, that brings a gleam to the enemy's eye. There were some folks had plenty and some had none at all. The enemy knows when a heart gets hard, the country is bound to fall. If we get heads and hearts together, we won't have to hear them say, America, the ugly today. America, the ugly today.